Joined by Brian Lester of the Navarre Press and Santa Rosa Press Gazette. Brian, how are you doing today?
Hey, not too bad, Drew. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. So there's a couple things I want to ask you about. Some of it, in regards to what you have written here over the last little bit. Caitlin Tilton, you had a little feature story on her, and most recently playing in the All-Star game, the PSA All-Star game, standing out for Navarre softball. What exactly is the story about? Is there something that dives into her season in general, and what has she meant to the Navarre softball program over the course of her time playing?
You know, Caitlin was the only senior to on the team this year, and she was a four-year starter, so, you know, I got to see her play one last time in the All-Star game last week, and she did pretty well. Drew a couple walks, stole a couple bases, and scored a run. And she's always been that speedy type of player. You know, she'll find a way to get on base, whether it's walking or, you know, laying down a bunt or, you know, getting a big hit. And, you know, once she's on base, she finds a way to steal, and she's going to Coastal Alabama North next season to continue playing softball. So she's just been a great leader and just a great player all the way around. And I feel like she's going to do great things at college. And, you know, but Navarre is obviously going to miss having her on the team.
Most definitely. Well, and they're also not going to have Kelly Hayes as their softball coach. So there have been some changes with Navarre coaching here with football and then with softball as well. Is there any reason behind Kelly Hayes stepping down? Is it just time? Is it one of those things that she just feels like she's done? Or do you think that there's another reason behind it maybe?
So Kelly, she's due to have her first baby in another couple months here. So she's still going to teach at the school, I believe. But
wow.
She just didn't want to commit the time to try to coach and, you know, raise her first kid. You know, so Kelly's one of those people that's like all in whatever she does. And she felt like if having a first kid, she wouldn't be able to be all in on coaching. So she's still going to hang around the program and, you know, keep tabs on it. And I'm sure she'll be at games, but she's going to step away for a little while. But Kelly's done a great job with that program, you know, in her seven seasons, you know, getting to the regional tournament once, you know, being district runner up one time, and just she always find a way to have a winning season no matter who is on her team and you know, no matter what they lost the year before. So it'll be different, but I think Will Cook is probably gonna get the head coaching job there, and he'll do a great job. He's been around Kelly since she's been there, so it should be a smooth transition.
Absolutely. Well, congrats to Coach Hayes as well on not quite having the baby yet, but set to have it as well. Speaking of Navarre football, I mentioned them a little bit with the new looking for a new head coach. Xavier Hamilton, you wrote about him having a good visit to Notre Dame. As far as Notre Dame, obviously a little bit further away from Pensacola than some of the other surrounding top universities, but how big of a deal do you think it would be if Xavier did end up committing to Notre Dame? Is it something? Is it nothing?
No, I think it'll be a, you know, huge deal. I mean, Navarre's had some guys go on to play a, you know, major Division I schools, you know, Michael Carter going to Carolina, Jordan Leggett going to Clemson. But, you know, for Xavier Hamilton, if he ended up in Notre Dame, which obviously has a tradition that speaks for itself in college football, I mean, it'd be a huge deal, you know, just to have a kid up there from Navarre, you know, from the Panhandle. And I think Xavier, you know, Notre Dame is definitely near the top of his list. There was a chance he was going to verbally commit this past weekend, but he plans on checking out Clemson again, at least. Clemson's, you know, right up there in his top three. So he's going to see how another visit to Clemson goes. But I have a feeling he's going to make his commitment before the season starts, which seems to be his plan, even though he's only going to be a junior this fall.
Fantastic. That's definitely going to be something to follow with here in the area. Now, so UWF, nationally ranked in the preseason poll, in the top 10, are you a little bit surprised by them being ranked in the top 10? with the loss of Austin Reed, or do you think that this team is good enough around everybody else, around this new quarterback, whoever it may be, for them to legitimately be a top 10 team in the country in Division II?
You know, it's a little surprising just because of, you know, how much Austin Reed has meant to the football program there and what he's accomplished. But at the same time, you know, UWF has done a great job of bringing in talent. You know, Coach Shinnick never seems to lack great players on his roster. And, you know, he's going to find that right guy to be the new quarterback there and, you know, put great guys at, you know, receiver and running back and on the line and defensively. And so it's a little bit of a surprise just because of how last year ended for UWF and what they lost, you know, and Austin Reed transferring to West Kentucky. But at the same time, I think it speaks to maybe the talent that Coach Shinnick has brought into the program over the time he's been there and the potential they have to, you know, be a contender in the Gulf South Conference. It would be a complete surprise if he didn't contend in the Gulf South Conference. It's just a matter of if they can win it and, you know, move on to the playoffs and make a run in the national championship. But, you know, time will tell, I guess, on that part.
So I along those lines with Austin Reed leaving, is there any thought as to who the favorite may be? It seemed like coming out of the spring game, Coach Shinnick had been pleased by some of the quarterback play, and he's going to figure it out over the course of the summer and going into the fall. Is there any idea who it may be? And do you think that this is a good decision for Coach Shinnick to wait until the fall to name that starter as opposed to trying to get the starter figured out and named by the time the summer goes?
You know, I'm not sure exactly, you know, who they're going to put at quarterback yet. I think it seemed a whole lot in the spring just because of a lot of high school stuff going on. But fall camp, I think it's smart. You know, you're trying to replace a guy who won a national championship and, you know, took him to the playoffs a second year and, you know, won the Gulf South. So I think, you know, it's probably a good idea just to wait and wait till fall and see how things shake out, because you never know, someone that you may not expect to be the starter could rise up and be the starter, you know, kind of like Austin was when he came into UWF. So, I mean, I think it's going to be an interesting fall to watch. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to, you know, getting out to practice sometime once they start up. But I think whoever Coach Shinnick puts at quarterback, it's going to be a guy that he feels can get the job done. And, you know, based on Coach Shinnick's track record and what he's done in college football, not just at UWF, but just overall, I think he's going to, you know, you got to feel like he's going to make the right decision and have a pretty good team around that quarterback.
He's Brian Lester of the Navarre Press and Santa Rosa Press Gazette. Brian, appreciate the time as always. You have a good weekend. We'll talk to you here soon.
Hey, thanks a lot, Drew. Take care.